WV Uncommon Place. This podcast is a variety podcast that houses numerous series to cover mental health, empowerment, podcast framework, and various intimate theories to get to know the hosts. Along with occasional movies reviews and dives in pop culture with our event podcast episode. The Uncommon Place digs into bringing guests on that stories don't fit the mold and are very different. WV stands for the Great State of West Virginia, and every quarter we cover something in West Virginia. Stacey and myself, JR, are your hosts, so please come along for this venture to our Uncommon Place.
Welcome to another episode of West Virginia Uncommon Place. And this one is entailed about Black history. And we're going to talk about somebody that was very, very powerful, very influential, that just passed away in the previous year. His name is Clarence Avant. Clarence Avant's journey begins in Climax, North Carolina, where he was born on February 25, 1931. Growing up in the segregated South, Avant faced the harsh realities of racism and discrimination from an early age. Despite these challenges, he exhibited a remarkable drive and an ambition that would shape his future endeavors. After serving in the Korean War, Avant moved to New York City, where he immersed himself in the vibrant culture of Harlem, Harlem World, y'all. It was there that he began his foray into the music industry, initially working as a manager for Teddy P's Lounge, a jazz club in the heart of Harlem. This experience served as his introduction to the world of entertainment and sparked his passion for the business. Avant's big break came when he crossed paths with Joe Glazer, the manager of jazz legend Louis Armstrong. Recognizing Avant's potential, Glazer took him under his wing and monitored him into the intricacies of artist management and promotion. Avant quickly proved himself to be a savvy and resourceful businessman, earning the respect and admiration of his peers. Under Glazer's guidance, Avant began to make a name for himself in the music industry, representing a roster of talented artists that included luminaries such as Sarah Vaughan and Quincy Jones. The formative experiences led the foundation for Avant's future success and set him on a path towards becoming one of the most influential figures in American culture. Now we're going to dig a little bit into how he shaped the music industry. Clarence Avant's impact on the musical industry earned him a reputation as the Black Godfather. The monarchy speaks to his immense influence and power within the entertainment world, particularly among African-American artists and executives. Avant's ability to navigate the often cutthroat business of music with finesse and integrity earned him the respect and admiration of his peers. In 1969, Avant founded Sussex Records, a label that would become synonymous with innovation and artistic freedom. Sussex Records provided a platform for emerging talents, even including West Virginia's own Bill Withers, whose soulful hits like Ain't No Sunshine and Lean On Me would define an era. Avant's unconventional approach to marketing and promoting helped propel these artists to stardom. One of Avant's most significant contributions to the music industry was his role in shaping the career of Quincy Jones. Avant's recognized Jones's talent and potential early on and became a mentor and advocate for the young musician. Avant's guidance and support would be instrumental in helping Jones establish himself as one of the most prolific producers and composers of his generation. Under Avant's mentorship, Quincy Jones flourished, producing groundbreaking albums for artists like Frank Sinatra and Michael Jackson. Jones's contribution with Avant-led labels such as A&M Records and Warner Brothers Records yielded some of the most iconic recordings in music history, including Michael Jackson's Thriller, the best-selling album of all time, and considered by a lot of people one of the greatest pieces of musical art that you could ever listen to. I definitely agree with that. Avant's influence extended beyond record labels. He played a pivotal role in shaping the careers of producers and songwriters like Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, who revolutionized R&B and hip-hop with their innovative sound. And Avant's knack for spotting talent and fostering creativity earned him respect and admiration throughout the industry. Now digging a little bit deeper into Avant. Avant's influence extended beyond the music industry into the realms of politics, where he became a formidable force in his own right. His nickname, the Black Godfather, took on a new meaning as he used his political connections and fundraising prowess to champion causes that were dear to his heart, particularly those affecting African-American communities. Politicians sought Avant's endorsement and support, knowing that his backing could sway public opinion and mobilize voters. Avant's ability to bridge the worlds of entertainment and politics made him a unique power figure capable of effecting change on multiple fronts. Avant's contributions to political campaigns and advocacy efforts were instrumental in advancing the interests of marginalized communities. Sorry about that, y'all. He used his platform as a resource to push for social justice and inequality, leaving a lasting impact on the political landscape of America. Now, this right here with him, if you get a chance to check out the body of work that he's worked on and everything that he's done inside of the entertainment industry and in politics, you'll understand why his legacy is cemented the way it is. And I want to thank King Germ of Pot Saving Our Marriage for enlightening me on this man, because I was a little off. I didn't know about this guy until he told me, and then I was watching the Grammys and I seen a clear shout out to him. So let's go a little bit deeper and then we're going to finish this thing up. Clarence Avant's legacy as the Black Godfather is a testament to his unparalleled influence and impact on American culture. His ability to wield power with grace and humility set him apart as a leader and mentor. Avant's legacy lives on not only in the music he helped bring into the world, but also in the countless lives he touched and inspired along the way. As we reflect on Avant's life and legacy, we are reminded of the importance of leadership, mentorship, advocacy, and affecting positive change. From his groundbreaking work in the music industry to his tireless efforts in politics and civil rights, Clarence Avant, the Black Godfather, will be remembered as a trailblazer whose contributions continue to resonate with people all over the world. And the thing here is the distinct sound in music, especially with that R&B sound, and being a mentor to one of the greatest producers ever, Quincy Jones, you can see that this man had a strong life and had a strong influence. So rest in heaven, Clarence, and thank you for everything that you have done inside of entertainment world and in the world for all of us. This is one person that don't let his color define him, but he let his merits define him. So once again, I'm JR from West Virginia and Commonplace, and I'm signing off.
Please follow WV Uncommonplace on Instagram, Tumblr, Twitter, TikTok, where we have some great content, Facebook, LinkedIn. Hit up the merch store at onecommonplace.square.site. Join the email list from the website and rate, subscribe, and give feedback from your favorite podcatcher. And lastly, thanks for listening and tune into the next episode.